Welcome to Morning Star with Mike Day, a daily program inspiring you to live your Christian faith.
Have you ever thought or said to yourself, I don't really have much for God to use? And then we go on with a list of I can'ts. I can't sing, I can't speak, I'm really not that smart. Most of us critique ourselves pretty severely. We look around and we see people with more talent, better education, more resources, and we feel as if we do not measure up. We can list all the reasons why God would never want to use us to do anything of significance. What's interesting about God, however, is that He's not hung up on finding the most popular, the most successful, or even the most talented. Listen this morning to our scripture reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. I'll be reading from verses 26 through 33. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." In this passage, what does Mary bring to this situation? What great talents does she possess that led God to choose her? She's not well-networked. She doesn't have thousands of raving fans. She doesn't have a bank account with a huge stash of cash. To be honest, Mary represents the nobody, the unknown, the one who is unrecognized in the crowd. But God chooses her for His greatest role ever. A role that Mary surely did not think she deserved, nor was capable of fulfilling. Listen to this quote from Henry Blackaby, the author of Experiencing God. He states, "Will God ever ask you to do something you're not able to do?" The answer is yes, all the time. It must be that way, for God's glory and kingdom. If we function according to our ability alone, we get the glory. If we function according to the power of the Spirit within us, God gets the glory. He wants to reveal Himself to a watching world. Did you hear what he said? Blackaby says God wants to reveal Himself to a watching world. And it's not based on my abilities or your abilities. You see, in our passage, Mary was asked to do something that she knew she was unable to do. She could not do it on her own. Oh, and Mary had no idea what the next months and years would bring. But at this moment, the God of creation has sent a messenger to tell Mary that He was looking for a willing vessel. God was not looking for someone who could complete the task without God. God was not looking for someone who could devise a better plan. God was looking for a willing vessel. He sees Mary as that vessel. Will she be willing? Dear God, I am nothing more than a vessel. You know my feelings of inferiority. You know my lack of confidence. But God, I give you my all and ask you to use your vessel for your purpose and for your glory. Amen.